All right, hey everyone, welcome back. Today, we're going deep, really deep, into something that's, well, pretty crucial here in California.
Yeah, we're talking employee scheduling and how all those California laws can really shake things up when it comes to managing a workforce.
Definitely a hot topic. Mm-hmm. We've got some fascinating excerpts from, it's called Pagi and Employee Scheduling, How California Laws Impact Workforce Management.
Right. And whether you're the one, you know, running the show or clocking in, this deep dive is going to give you some serious food for thought.
No doubt about it. Now, California's always been, well, kind of out in front when it comes to worker protections. But this predictive scheduling law, this one really caught my eye. Seems like they're trying to strike a balance, right, between keeping workers happy and making sure businesses can actually, you know, function.
Yeah, it's a tricky one for sure. But the main idea is to make schedules more predictable. For employees, that means less stress. You know, they can actually plan their lives, childcare, getting to and from work, all that.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
It's like, how can you, I don't know, even book a dentist appointment if you don't know when you're working next week? So how does this this law actually play out in the real world?
Okay, so first off, employers, they got to provide what they call good faith estimates of schedules. Now, it's not like set in stone or anything, but they have to really try to project accurately. They look at past data, you know, how busy they usually are, and try to anticipate demand.
So, like, no more just winging it.
Exactly. Then there are rules about, like, how much notice you got to give if the schedule changes. And this is big. Employees can actually say no to those, you know, last minute shift changes.
Oh, I bet that's a game changer for a lot of folks.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got friends in retail, and they're always getting those calls. Hey, can you come in? Totally throws their whole day off. Have you ever had to deal with unpredictable scheduling?
Oh, yeah. Who hasn't? Everyone's got a story about a last-minute shift change that, like, totally messed up their plans. But, you know, stepping back, this law has really pushed businesses to, like, rethink how they manage their workforce.
In what ways?
Well, for one thing, it sparked this whole wave of, like, super sophisticated scheduling software, helps them meet those, you know, good faith requirements, give proper notice, all that. But it goes deeper than that. It's forcing businesses to plan ahead, strategize. And the communication, that has to be way more transparent, you know, keeping everyone in the loop.
So it's not just about checking boxes, ticking the legal to-dos. It's actually changing the whole, like, culture of workforce management.
Exactly.
I can imagine this has been a pretty big adjustment, especially for industries like, I don't know, restaurants.
Right.
Where things can change on a dime.
Oh, for sure. But, you know, some businesses have gotten really creative. Like, some are using these flexible staffing models now. You know, they use technology, on-call workers, things like that. So they can adapt, handle those sudden rushes, but still try to give their core employees some predictability. It's a challenge, no doubt. But it also opens up opportunities to build a more, you know, stable and an engaged workforce.
And California, well, they don't stop there, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about the predictive scheduling law. There's, what, a whole stack of other regulations?
Oh, yeah, you said it. California's got this whole, like, ecosystem of laws all designed to, you know, protect workers. Let's talk meal and rest breaks. This is big, not just some suggestion. It's the law. And it's, like, super specific. Like, work more than 5 hours, boom, you get a 30-minute unpaid meal break, and no one can make you work during that break.
Seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing there's some fine print, right? Depending on the industry, the type of work, all that.
Right. You got to know how the rules apply to you. Like healthcare workers, people working 24-hour operations, different rules for them.
Makes sense. Now let's talk overtime. California is pretty serious about that, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Work over 8 hours in a day, over 40 in a week. Time and a half, baby. Got to pay that overtime. 1.5 times the regular rate. And then there's double time pay in some cases.
Whoa. And then there's reporting time pay, right? That's to make sure employees are covered even if their shift gets, you know, canceled.
Exactly. You show up ready to work and they're like, oops, don't need you after all.
Oh.
Well, reporting time pay, make sure you get paid for at least part of that shift, even if you didn't actually do any work. Makes sense, right? Set that time aside, plan your day around it.
Yeah, no one wants to feel like they wasted their time.
Right.
So we've covered a lot of ground here. We talked about the predictive scheduling law, aiming for those stable schedules. And there's the meal and rest breaks. Got to have your downtime, overtime rules, got to prevent burnout, and reporting time pay. That safety net for last-minute cancellations. It's a whole system.
It really is. And for anyone running a business in California, understanding this whole framework, it's crucial. I mean, it's the law, yeah, but it's also, like, the foundation for a fair and ethical workplace.
And For employees, knowing your rights, that can be empowering. Makes a huge difference in your work life. So, you know, technology is always changing. The way we work is evolving. What do you think? How are these laws going to adapt in the future?
That's a good question. It's a moving target, you know. More and more people are working remotely or in those gig economy jobs. It really blurs the lines. What's an employee? Who's the employer? That's going to have huge implications for these laws down the road.
Definitely something to keep an eye on.
For sure.
And hey, listeners, we've just scratched the surface today. There's so much more to explore when it comes to California labor laws. So keep digging, stay informed, and we'll catch you in our next deep dive.